Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community. Now, to begin, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Thank you very much. Now, in thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am
definitely
somewhat
going.
Likely.
Definitely.
Thank you very much. And with which political party are you registered? Democrat, Republican?
Republican.
And are you... Or is a member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
Thank you. Then what is your main racial background? Are you African-American or Black, Asian or Asian-American, white or other?
White.
Thank you. And for classification purposes, what is your age? Are you between 18 and 35, 36 and 45, 46 and 55, 56 and 65, or over 65 years old?
Over 65.
Thank you. Now, if the election for Florida State House were held today, which of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate. Probably vote for the Democratic candidate. Lean slightly to the Democratic candidate, or definitely vote for the Republican candidate, probably vote for the Republican candidate, or lean slightly to the Republican candidate.
Definitely vote for the Republican.
Thank you. Now, you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person.
You said this was a short survey. How much longer is this going to go?
Oh, we still have a few more questions to go, but they go by really fast.
Okay.
Thank you. Now, please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate so as well. The first one is Kamala Harris.
Unfavorable.
And is that somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very.
Thank you. Then we have Carolina Amici.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Then we have Leonard Spencer.
Not familiar with that name.
Thank you. And would that be no opinion or never heard of?
Never heard of.
Okay, thank you. Then we have Scott Boyd.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. And last we have Erin Huntley.
Never heard of.
Thank you. Now, if the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Definitely.
Thank you. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Carolina Amici, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Amnesty.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Carolina Amici, the Republican candidate?
Definitely.
Thank you. And as you may know, Republican State Representative Carolina Amici was arrested on Thursday on four felony charges for forgery, illegally notarizing her own signature, and falsely certifying a signature as a notary. If found guilty,
is this a survey or a crucifixion?
Well, this is...
I'll answer, but don't get into people's personal lives where I'm going to
hang
up. Well,
these statements... These are statements that you might hear during a political campaign. This means
it's not a survey. You're trying to promote somebody.
We're just wanting to know your opinion regarding this. So
you know, you said this. You know, it's Labor Day weekend. It's 5:20 at night. I've tried to be nice.
Or is there anybody else at home who will be interested?
No. Nobody wants to answer this.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time, then.
I mean, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. If you're going to do a survey, just survey people. Don't start bringing up people's personal backgrounds and then how do you feel.
Okay. Well, have a wonderful day, sir.